everything in movies is about commerce and how to sell it and getting those genre type movies. I just want to make a personal movie. I want to craft a personal film. That maybe was going through your head. And I'm here to tell you, it's possible. Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff Podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. So I preach all the time how you should get your ducks in a row and make a movie in a marketable genre and try to attach cast. And maybe you're listening to that and you say, Tom, I just really want to make this personal movie. And I'm here to say, that's okay. But you have to understand going into it what you're doing. I say this is okay because I've done it. I made a movie called Hero of the Underworld. That was a personal story to me. And we got it out there and I was in it. And I won a bunch of acting awards at film festivals. And then we released it and it's played on a bunch of platforms. I believe it's still on a ton of platforms, including Hulu at one point it was on. And that was a personal movie. We did have a little bit of cast, I will say, in that movie. So I couldn't resist actually casting some names in there. But I will also say that it was truly personal for me. So you have that personal movie that you want to make. And the odds are that's going to be the toughest movie to sell. It's going to be edgy. It's going to be not something that plays internationally. But you want to make it, and you can't get it out of your mind. Well, guess what? You got to do it. You really have to. Just understand going in that you're not setting yourself up for success on that movie. But there are stories all over of people making a unique movie, and it's succeeding. The Artist is a perfect example. It's a black and white silent movie and succeeds. Parasite. This is a Korean, I guess it was a comedy type drama that spoke about Korean subcultures and the caste system and all that. And it took off and won Best Picture. So there are so many examples of this happening. And the odds are you're going to make your personal movie and it's probably not going to make a lot of money. But you can point to it and say, that was my movie. That was my personal movie. And it's going to be something that you're never going to be able to get out of your head until you make it. And then you can say, all right, maybe this movie turned out exactly the way you wanted it. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's worse. But either way, you made your personal movie. And I have to say that, again, if you have that passion and that desire to do it, sometimes something incredible comes from that. So, passionate movie, okay? You have it, and now, is there a way that you could maybe put it in a genre that's more marketable? Maybe you really wanted to make this drama, but you went, oh, maybe I can set it in a sci-fi, put it in a spaceship and make it a sci-fi type movie. Or maybe I could have some thriller elements or some suspense elements in there. Okay, those are all potential decisions. The other thing is, maybe you're so passionate about it, it's probably easier to get namey cast because you're so excited and passionate about it. So maybe that's a situation again where you're not saying, I want the best person for this role. You're saying, I want the best person for this role. And it's nice if they're also a namey type cast. So I wouldn't shy away from that necessarily. And like I said, I think it might actually be potentially easier to get cast for those dramatic type movies, or those edgy type movies, because that's what actors really want to do. And you might be able to get an exponentially valuable cast into your movie that will help you sell it. So I wouldn't shy away from that and just say, well, it's my personal movie, I can't put any known people in it. I think that's a potential mistake. As I mentioned, my movie Hero of the Underworld, we had a couple names, Quentin Aaron, who was the star of The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock, huge, huge movie. Nicole Fox, who won America's Next Top Model, but they were also great actors, right? So we put them in there, and it helped to sell the movie. So it wasn't like I put them in there, and I'm like, oh, these people are going to be bad. No, they were great actors, so I knew I was going to get great performances from them in the movie. But again, it comes down to you and what you want to do with this film career of yours, and I would not suggest continually just making personal movies and just burning through investors each time, you know, and really taking serious risks. But you can always make that one that you can point to and say, that movie was really special and personal to me, and I'm so proud that I made it. We didn't make a ton of money from it, but I could say that that's the personal one. And guess what? Maybe that personal one is rediscovered when you move on to the bigger films and you're doing studio movies. You can go back and say, oh, this was a real personal movie for me. And people go, oh, did you ever see his or her first movie? Like, I love that. You know, a perfect example is something like Heart 8, Paul Thomas Anderson's first movie, which I love, love the movie. Or, I mean, Whiplash is not a small movie. It did get nominated for Best Picture, but that was Damien Chazelle's first movie prior to La La Land. And so many people kind of went back and discovered, wow, that's one of the best movies there is. And so it's a complete potential for you to make that personal movie that's not a success immediately, but might be a success down the road. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.